From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following 2 days of talks in Kazakhstan involving the Syrian government and opposition, Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to support a partial ceasefire in place since December. Members of the opposition expressed doubts about its effectiveness, and the government's chief negotiator said an assault on a rebel stronghold west of the capital, Damascus, would continue. Russian official Alexander Lavrentyev, President Vladimir Putin's special envoy, said both sides have what he called hotheads that need to be controlled. UN special envoy Stefan de Mistura said with so many parties fighting, finding progress to end the conflict is difficult, but he remains hopeful.
No ceasefire is perfect. Never been any. But to be able to maintain it, contain it, and produce out of this some mechanism, some parameters that can be used, and having the guarantors involved in being a guarantor, is, if and when that will take place, and today it was decided to do it, quite an achievement.
Ohio State University Mideast analyst Alam Payend sees the meeting as a diplomatic triumph for Moscow.
Russia succeeded to sideline the United States and Western Europeans. And they have taken the leadership role in bringing ceasefire, and now they are working to be obeyed by both sides.
A U.S. spokesman called on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to press all sides to abide by the truce to create an atmosphere conducive to political discussions to end the 6-year conflict. Gambian lawmakers lifted a state of emergency and revoked a 3-month extension of ousted leader Yahya Jammeh's term. As the country prepares to receive its new leader, Adama Barrow still in Senegal, where he took the oath of office at the Gambian embassy last week. Jammeh left the country on Saturday. This is VOA News.